Hello, and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Rebecca, and I know your English will improve today. Yesterday, we began an insightful lesson about how your smartphone might be the answer to losing weight. That's right, your smartphone. And the internet in general. If your goal is to lose weight, follow tweeters with nutritional or weight loss tips. And believe it or not, looking at photos of your favorite foods can actually dull your appetite for the real thing. Well, today we'll be discussing two more things you can do on the internet to help you lose weight. Manage your Facebook friends. How? We'll find out. And the last tip is none other than use your smartphone. Yes, your smartphone can be even more helpful than other ways we access the internet. Well, let's get inside and join Gabe.
Hello, everyone. My name is Gabe, and I'm really hungry. Rebecca, I'm going to go and get a snack right now.
Wait, don't go yet. What? Come here. I have some pictures.
I'm going to get some chocolate chip cookies.
Well, no, I want to show you. I have a picture of a chocolate chip cookie I want to show you. Oh. Hey, look at this. Hey, look at this picture. And look at that brownie.
What do you know? This picture of a chocolate chip cookie and these brownies just dulled my appetite. I don't feel like getting a chocolate chip cookie anymore. I just want to look at these pictures. Well, friends, I think we have a lot more to learn from today's lesson, so let's get started with our first reading.
Hey, look at another one.
Yeah, I'll just stay.
Four ways your smartphone can make you skinny. Number three, manage your Facebook friends. It's not just friends boasting about their amazing vacations that can make you feel like you're missing out and potentially derail your progress. Hearing about someone who got up at 4 a.m. for a 10-mile jog can make you feel deflated. Set up filters so you're not subject to posts by either of these types of friends. Focus instead on encouraging friends who post about healthy habits that feel more doable.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们来看的是 derail 这个动词。第一这个字首有离开的意思。Rail 是指铁轨，所以 derail 是指出轨或者是离开正常路径。例如 aggressive protests threaten to derail the peace talks now taking place. 激进的示威活动可能会使正在进行中的和平会谈受到阻碍。或者是 the robbers derailed the train that was carrying the gold so they could attack the guards. 抢匪让载满着金子的火车脱轨，让他们可以攻击守卫。其实我们看的是 deflate 这个动词。deflate 本来是指泄气或者是放气。例如 Tim's car tires were deflated by some gangsters. Tim 的汽车轮胎被一群小混混放了气。deflate 也可以指使泄气或者是挫某人的锐气或者是降低或减低。例如 The director's harsh comments really deflated the proud actor. 导演的重话真的挫了这位高傲的演员的锐气。或者是 Losing the bid for the project deflated the morale of the team. 投标失利让这个队伍的士气衰退了。
Thanks, Michelle. Well, the next tip that we learn says manage your Facebook friends. It also reads, our lesson reads, it's not just friends boasting about their amazing vacations that can make you feel like you're missing out. Now, let's pause for just a moment and talk about this phrase, boast about, or to boast about something. What exactly does this mean?
That means you are sharing something with somebody else in a way that makes you look pretty good. You're boasting about something. Some people like to boast about their talents. Oh, I'm such a good singer, or I'm such a good piano player. That's boasting about your talents. But of course, if you're sharing these amazing photos from your vacations on Facebook, That's another way of boasting about your experiences.
Now, sometimes it could make someone feel bad if you spend too much time boasting about what you have or your own achievements. Now, we also see another interesting phrase that we want to talk about, missing out. Our lesson reads, that can make you feel like you're missing out and potentially derail your progress. Now, oftentimes, when I hear this word missing out, I think of being left out. I feel like I'm being left out if I'm missing out on something.
Okay, I felt left out because I wasn't invited, so I missed out on that wonderful experience. So I miss out on a meaningful time with my friends. They were all together, I wasn't with them. Or maybe you could say, man, he really missed out. I wish he was at the party. He really missed out.
Here in our lesson, we see another important word, derail. Now, this just means that you get off track. I often think of a train that is derailed, meaning that it goes off the track.
And so if you get derailed, you need to get back on track so you can go towards your goal. We read on, hearing about someone who got up at 4 a.m. for a 10-mile jog can make you feel deflated. Mm-hmm. That's right. If you kind of like to run, but maybe you're not that good, then seeing something like this, people that get up at 4 a.m. to go for a long jog will make you feel deflated, which is another way of saying it makes you feel discouraged.
Exactly. Well, let's continue with our lesson. We read, set up filters so you're not subject to post by either of these types of friends. Now, we want to talk about this word or this phrase, set up. Now, of course, the first thing that comes to my mind is setting up a computer. I set up a computer in my room.
Okay, so you're arranging something, you're putting the pieces together so that it works. And of course, you need to set up filters so that you're not always getting these pictures and these updates from these friends, okay? What other kinds of things do you need to set up? Well, there are many things you could set up. Talk about it in English, but right now it's time for us to take a closer look at something with Liz.
Friends, my name is Liz, and please join me as we have a closer look at this sentence. Set up filters so you're not subject to posts by either of these types of friends. The phrase subject to is a fancy way of saying to be influenced by or affected by. So today's sentence just means there are certain types of friends and their posts might affect us. So to avoid that, set up filters. Now notice the pattern of today's sentence. Somebody is, are, was, were subject to something. It's not a hard pattern, and it's a good one to use to talk about how somebody is affected by something, like health problems. For example, every spring, Kenneth is always sneezing because of his allergies. So we can say, Kenneth is subject to seasonal allergies and is always sneezing during springtime. We can also use this pattern, subject to something, to talk about other kinds of problems. Let's say a certain designer hasn't been doing well lately, and his designs have been greatly criticized. So we can say, in recent years, the designer hasn't been doing well, and his designs have been subject to criticisms. And that's all the time we have for today. I'll see you again next time.
Hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are discussing how you can use the internet to reach your weight loss goals. We were just talking about managing your Facebook friends. Why would you want to do that? Well, because sometimes hearing about other people being really successful in some way can make us feel deflated. We should focus on encouraging friends who post about healthy habits that are actually more possible to accomplish. Like what? Let's learn more now.
Four ways your smartphone can make you skinny. These could be taking a post-dinner walk, or making a green smoothie for breakfast? By selecting Get Notifications for them in your settings, Facebook will even tell you every time they post something new. Number 4. Use your smartphone. Yes, the screen is smaller and the keyboard more typo-prone than your laptop. But new research has been published in the International Journal of Medical Informatics. People who check their social feeds with a mobile device are more engaged than computer users. And they shed more pounds as a result. Smart call? We'd say so.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 typo prone 这个形容词。typo 是名词，意思是指打字的错误。prone 是一个形容词，意思是指有这样倾向的。所以 typo prone 是指打字容易打错的。例如 ,people become more typo prone when they type while moving around. 人们在行动中打字会变得比较容易打错字。另外也用到 prone 这个字当字尾的形容词，还有 error prone, E-R-R-O-R。Error 是错误，所以 error prone 是指容易出错的。例如 ,students are more error prone when they're under pressure. 学生们压力大的时候就比较容易出错。所以我们看的是 shed 这个动词。我们学过 shed 是指洒落或落下。在这里是指摆脱或者是抛弃。注意它的过去式还有过去分词也一样是 shed。例如 ,the company shed over 200 employees last month. 这家公司上个月裁掉了超过200名的员工。或者是 ,if Irene can shed a few pounds, she'll be able to fit into this dress. 若 Irene 可以减掉个几磅,她就可以穿得下这件礼服了。And now let's go back to our teachers.
Okay, so we were talking about maybe some healthy habits that feel more doable. And the first thing we read here is these could be taking a post-dinner walk or making a green smoothie for breakfast. Well, I think we should take a look at that little word, post. What does that mean here in our sentence?
In our sentence, it's referring to doing something after something. For example, post-dinner walk, meaning that the walk would happen after dinner.However, there's other ways that we can use this word. For example, you could also say post-college. What are you going to do with your post-college life?
That's right, or post-graduate. Or maybe you saw a show, you were in a show. Some people have post-show blues after the show is over. They're so sad that the show is over. They're not acting anymore. They have the post-show blues. Well, right now it's time for us to join the SC Challenge.And your name is?
My name is Jesse.
One of our words is notification. Do you ever check your Facebook notifications?
Well, no, but my friend really likes to check out her Facebook notification all the time. And it really annoyed me.
It really annoys you when your friend always checks her notifications. I love that sentence. Are you up for the SC Challenge?
The last tip that we're going to learn about today reads, use your smartphone. Yes, the screen is smaller and the keyboard more typo-prone. Now let's talk about this word, typo. What exactly is a typo?
Well, that's when you type something into your smartphone or on your computer, but you type the wrong word, usually by accident.Actually, I think it's always by accident, right?
I think so. Exactly. So you could say, I spotted a typo, or be careful, you don't want to have too many typos.
That's right. Now here we see the phrase, or the word typo prone. Let's talk about that second part, the word prone. If you're prone to do something, that means it's more likely that you will do it. So you're more likely to have typos with a smartphone than a computer.
Exactly. Now you can also be accident prone, mm-hmm. or you could also be prone to anger.
Wait, what is accident prone? Is that someone who is prone to have accidents often?
Yes.Someone who is prone to have accidents often. Well, right now, it looks like it's time to join the guys in the info cloud.
Hi, friends. There are two kinds of typos, the kind you make and the kind your computer or cell phone makes.
With a phone's small touch screen, it's very easy to misspell words. Automatic spell checkers are good at detecting these typos, but sometimes they do slip through.
That's right. If, for example, I wanted to type the words spell and checker into my phone, but mistakenly typed spill and chucker, those misspellings could go undetected.
Because spill and chucker are both real words. Okay, the second way typos happen, when your electronic device's autocorrect function replaces a word that it considers incorrect with a different inappropriate word.
This is sometimes called the Cupertino effect, because early Apple spell check software automatically changed the word cooperation with the word Cupertino, which is the name of a town in California where Apple's headquarters is located.
Now, believe it or not, official documents have been published with titles like South Asian Association for Regional Cupertino. Thankfully, Apple has since fixed that problem.
Inappropriate auto corrections can range from very funny to extremely embarrassing. So it pays to give your message a quick look before pressing send, to be sure you're saying exactly what you want to say.
有时候我们用手机打简讯会不小心打错字，还好现在一般的智慧型手机都有 auto correct 自动更正的功能，帮我们找出拼错的字。但是有时候有些打错的字是 autocorrect 抓不到的，像 spell 跟 checker 这两个字，如果你不小心打成 spill chucker， 电脑的拼字检查是不会显示那是错的，因为字典里本来就有 spill 跟 chucker 这两个单字。但有时候呢 autocorrect 会发生另外一种现象，那就是把一个他认为是错的字改掉，但那其实是你所要的字。那这种现象有人称之为 The Cupertino Effect。 Cupertino 是苹果公司总部位于加州的所在地，那有些苹果电脑早期的软体呢，只能辨识有加连字符号的 cooperation 合作，那如果你打的是不加连字符号的 cooperation， 电脑就会自动修正为Cupertino。 所以为了避免以上的两个状况，我们不要太依赖 autocorrect， 发送文件前最好再多校阅一遍。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks guys. Well Rebecca, there's so much to talk about here in this last section. Should we talk about research, shedding some pounds, or maybe smart call
Smart call. Let's talk about smart call.
That is a good call, Rebecca. Yes, smart
yes.
call. We see it here as a question, smart call. We'd say so. Now, if something is a good call, that means it's a good decision. It's a smart decision.
Exactly. So you could say, you know, I really think I should go straight home instead of going to the grocery store after work today.
That is a smart call, Rebecca. A good call.
I thought so, too. Well, anyway, it's time to review today's lesson with a review skit. And then we're going to join Linda in the editor's summary.
Good call.
That's a smart call.
Would you like some chips?
Oh, no, thank you. I am resolved.
Resolved?
Yes, resolved to lose 10 pounds.
10 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes, and my smartphone is going to help me do it.
Your smartphone?
Yes, when my motivation is waning, I'll hang out online.
How can that help?
Well, there are several ways. First,I'll follow tweeters who share tips. That will give me motivation and can-do advice.
And that impacts your behavior?
Oh, yes. I'll also have a visual feast. I'll look at foods that I crave.
How does that help?
It dulls my appetite. I'll fill up on mouth-watering photos and not the real thing.
How else can your smartphone help?
Well, I'm going to set filters on some of my Facebook friends so I won't be subject to their discouraging posts.
You should get notifications with posts of doable, healthy options.
Exactly. Oh, and I'll also use my mobile device rather than my computer.
Really? But the screen is so much smaller. And it's typo-prone.
That's true. But research shows that mobile devices are more engaging.
And checking social feeds will help you shed more pounds.
Yes! And I am resolved! Starting tomorrow.
We're talking about using our smartphones to get skinny. And today we see that we should manage our Facebook friends so our progress of losing weight is not derailed. Do you feel deflated when your friend puts that he or she got up at 4 a.m. and jogged for 10 miles? By setting up filters so you don't get these posts, you could focus on encouraging friends who post about doable healthy habits. Maybe they make healthy smoothies or take after-dinner walks, which you find more in line with what you can handle. If you select Get Notifications in your setting for them, you can find out whenever they post anything. And then use your smartphone. New research from the International Journal of Medical Informatics shows that people who check their social feeds on their mobile devices are more engaged than those who use a computer, even though it's harder to type on the small keyboard. And the result is that they shed more pounds. It's a smart call.
Gabe, what are you doing?
Well, I'm eating chocolate, Rebecca, can't you see? And I'm playing a game.
Didn't you learn anything from today's lesson?
Yeah, but I couldn't help it.
Gabe, you still have more to learn, don't you? Well, everyone, I hope you've enjoyed today's lesson. I hope you've learned a lot. And we still have more for you next time right here on Studio Classroom. So be sure to join us. Bye-bye. Now, Gabe, I think you need to put that chocolate bar. Oh.